Mota.
Pray in silence.
Alright. 现在我们要来看第十二章。
Now we will be looking at chapter 12.
第二章，十二章分成三段，第一段是从一节到第二节。
There's three sections. The first section is verses 1 through 2.
献身的生活。
Which is a life of living sacrifice.
第一小段是第一节，献上身体做活祭。
Which is to present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
看第一节。
Let's refer to verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，神所喜悦的。你们如此说，乃是理所当然。这里说，我们把身体献给神，做活祭。
It tells us here that we should present our bodies as living sacrifices to God.
我们通常讲传道术献身，把身体献给神用。
As we mentioned, a lot of the times the pastors will sacrifice their bodies to God to have God use them.
但这里所说的身体献上，不是说每个弟兄姐妹都当传道。
But here it doesn't refer to all the brothers and sisters being pastors.
因为当传道也是神的这个拣选。
Because to be a pastor, it's also to be anointed by God.
有的是有使命感要当传道。
Some of them might have the concept of having the mission to become pastors.
有的是许愿要还愿来当传道。
Some of them may be made a vow and want to repay God and want to be pastors in that way.
不是每个信徒当传道。
Not all members can be pastors or ministers.
所以这里是要信徒过主献身的生活。
And here it says that we should live a life of living sacrifice.
所以这个是活祭是圣洁的，神所喜欢的。
This is pleasing to the Lord.
就会赎在献祭时献赎的东西，就把那种杀掉献给神。但是我们这个是献活祭，就为神而活。
In the Old Testament, sacrifice is to probably kill a man animal and sacrifice to the Lord. But in the New Testament, we sacrifice as a living sacrifice.
圣经说，受洗是跟着同属同定赎价。
Says in the Bible to be baptized is to baptize in death and to be crucified with Christ.
耶稣是神的羔羊。
And to become the Lamb of God.
赎价是祭坛。
And it's an altar.
所以耶稣定赎价就是献祭的行为。
So to be crucified, it's an act of sacrificing.
我们受洗跟主同死同定赎价也是献祭的行为。
And to live and to die with the Lord is also an act of sacrificing.
所以每个人受洗那里已经把身体献给神了。
So those of us who are baptized have already sacrificed our bodies to God.
然而要过着圣洁生活，为神而活。
And to live a life of holiness and to live for God.
这个是神所喜欢的。
And this is something pleasing to God.
也是理所当然。
This is something that should be obvious.
因为我们从主都很多恩典，为了回报神的恩典，我们需要为神而活。
Because we have received many gifts from God, and in order to repay Him, we need to live for Him.
再看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
不要效法这个宿醉，这里说不要效法宿醉。宿醉我们本来的想法不一定不好，因为宿醉也有光明面。
Here says, do not conform to the world, but originally the world is not always all that bad.
但是圣经每一度提到宿醉的时候，都局限在不好那一面，就是宿醉的名利、物质的追求。
But then here, the world that the Bible is referring to is on the side that is not so good, which is the pursuit of darkness.
也包括宿醉不好的风俗习惯。
Which is also includes different kinds of customs that are not correct in the world.
在约翰一书二章有谈到什么叫宿醉。
And in John chapter 1 talks about what the world refers to.
约翰一书二章十五节。
Let's read 1 John chapter 1. Verse 15.
约翰一书二章十五节。
First John chapter 2 verse 15.
不要爱宿醉，和算是人若爱宿醉，爱乎心就不在里面啊。这里当然不要爱宿醉。
Here it says, "Do not love the world."
那什么是宿醉？在十六节有说明。
And what does the world refer to? It depicts it in 16.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体情欲、眼目情欲、今天骄傲，都不是从父而来，乃是从世界来。这里谈到 树最上的树就是肉体情欲、眼目情欲、今生的骄傲。
Here it says everything in the world refers to the cravings of sinful men, the lust of the eyes, the boasting of what he has and does not conform.
什么叫肉体情欲呢？
What is the lust of the eyes, sinful men?
我们肚子饿需要吃东西。
The cravings of men is when a person is hungry.
如果按照正常途径去赚钱，都在吃东西，这个是身体所需要的，不是肉体情欲。
It is because of a need that the physical need, it is not really, if you're hungry and you're eating, it is a need and it's not a craving of the sinful mind.
但如果为了吃东西去骗人、偷人、抢人，用不好的行为得到出的东西，这个就是肉体情欲。
But because you're hungry and yet you go and you steal and you trick others into giving you food, then that is the cravings of a sinful mind.
男女长大要结婚，一夫一妻成为夫妻，这是神所认同、神所喜欢的。
A man and a woman becomes married when they are grown, and this is something that God is pleased with.
但如果发生婚外情，就是放纵肉体情欲。
But if they commit adultery outside of the family, then that is something that is lustful.
所有违背神是属于肉体情欲。
So all the actions that are againstWhat God wanted is the cravings of a sinful mind. And also the lust of his eyes.
看到别人有钱有地有学问，自己想得到这些东西，就花很多时间去追求钱财、地位，还有学问。
To envy after others or their wealth or their knowledge to want what others have, that is also a lust of the eyes.
就没有时间聚会、读圣经、祷告。
To not have the time to come to service or to pray.Or to read the Bible.
这是眼目情欲。
This is the lust of the eyes.
并不是说信主人不能有钱有地有学问。
Does it mean that Christians cannot have wealth or status or skills or knowledge?
重点是不要把钱财、地位、学问取代神地位。
The focus is that you should not emphasize on wealth surpassing that of God.
亚伯拉罕好多牛羊，他很有钱。
Abraham was a wealthy man, had lots of flocks.
但不管去哪里，第一件事情，主坛献祭拜神。
But at all times, wherever he went, the first thing was to offer an altar and sacrifice.
他没有用财物取代神地位。
He did not replace God with his wealth.
拜神是他信仰生的重心。
Because worshiping God is the main focus of his faith.
亚伯有很大财物，后来一天当什么都没有。
And Job also had a lot of wealth, and then one out of all of a sudden one day he lost everything.
他还要赞美神，一切都神给他，神要拿回去，他不能说什么。
Yet he praised God, and he didn't say any kind of complaint to God.
他也没有用财物代替神的地位。
And he did not replace God with his own wealth.
大卫作王。
When David became king.
但是大卫书篇好多赞美神的话。
He praised the Lord with all his psalms.
啊，圣经呢，他是合神心意的一个王。
And he was a king that was pleasing to the Lord.
耶稣传道说，他引证道的书被预言说已经成就在他身上。
Because Jesus had said that prophecies have been fulfilled on David.
1948五月十四日，以色列建国时候，他们国旗的这个旗号叫做大卫诸星，大卫的星星。
In 1948, when the Israelites formed their nation, their flag was called the Star of David.
做王是全国地位最高，但他不以这个取代神地位，他还认为神更重要。
Although being a king, he had the highest position ranked in the nation, but he did not take this as a replacement of God's rank.
耶稣在埃及当宰相，但以理当总理，他们都以神为信仰的生活中心，没有用地位来代替神地位。
Joseph was the high prime minister of Egypt, and Daniel became also the highest ranked in his nation, though they did not replace God with their ranks.
使徒行传七章记载，摩西在埃及王国长大，学习埃及一切学问。
And in Exodus, it talks about how Moses learned his teachings came from the best of what was out there.
埃及是古代文明国，天文、数学都非常先进。
And because Egypt at that time was very advanced in science and math.
他因为在王宫长大，所以就可以学习埃及一些学问。
Because Moses grew up in the palace, he was able to learn from the best.
后来神选了他带以色列出埃及。
So later God had chosen him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
他把他所学奉献在神的国度，他并没有用学问代替神的地位。
He had devoted and given what he known to God and did not replace that with God's knowledge.
保罗在罗马政府官员面前受审的时候，罗马政府官员说：“你学问太大，让你癫狂。”可见他学问是罗马政府官员所认定的。
And when Paul was built up his knowledge through using the Roman system, they had known that he was very advanced in his knowledge.
但是在哥林前二章说，他主传耶稣基督，不传属于人的智慧。
But he had mentioned in Corinthians that he only preaches the knowledge of the Lord, not of the men.
他要人信耶稣，不是因为他学耶稣，因为圣经的话。
He wanted people to believe in Jesus not because of his knowledge, but because of the words of the Bible.
新约圣二十七卷他写十三封书信，就是占了新约圣经的很多的部分。
And from the books of the New Testament, he had written most of the books that covered the New Testament.
他也是把他学问奉献在神的国度里面。
So he actually had put his knowledge to the use of devoting his word to God.
所以有钱、有地位、有学问不是罪过。
So having wealth and status is not enough.
问题是你用什么心在对待这些东西。
The issue lies in what kind of heart you use when you deal with the knowledge that you have.
如果有钱、有地位、有学问，但用这来取代神地位，那就眼目的情欲。
If you have your knowledge and wealth, but then you use that to replace God, then that is the lust of the eyes.
如果能够以神为信仰生活的中心。不把这些地位、钱财、权当作很宝贵，因为这身外之物，那就不算眼目情欲。
But if you have God as the center of your life, then that is not considered the lust of the eyes.
还有今天骄傲。
Also here it talks about the boasting of.
很多人都喜欢被尊敬、被尊重。
Many people like to be respected.
满足虚荣心。
And they like to conform to their
materialism. 被尊重很高兴，被看不起心里很难过。
Because if you're honored, you're happy. If you're disrespected, you don't feel too well.
如果真的有好的表现、好的成就，很多人都要大家尊重，这是理所当然。
And if you really do have show that you do owe the respect, then this is something that should be absolutely obvious.
但有的人没有这种能力，没有这种程度，还喜欢大家尊重他，就变成虚荣心。
But there are some people who are just superficial because they have not earned the respect, but yet they want the respect from others.
在约翰一书二章十七节说，这些事等都要成为过去的。
It says here in 1 John chapter 2 verse 17 that all of this will pass away.
唯独遵循神主意的人才住永远长存。
That only the man who does the will of God lives forever.
世界的地位、学问、财富都是身外之物，不是最重要的。
All the knowledge and wealth of the world is secondary. It is not the first
thing. 它就会成为过去。
Because all of this will pass.
唯有遵循神主意是永远长存。
But only the will of the God of God lives forever.
看罗马书的第十二章第二节。
Let's read back to Romans 12, verse 2.
这里先谈到不要效法世界，然后说要心力更新而变化。心力叫做心思、心所想；意就意念，叫做意愿，想要去做这个意愿。
Here it says, do not conform to the world and also be transformed by renewing of our minds.
信耶稣以后，心所想，包括所想去做的意愿，都要完全改变。
Even the mind of what our heart wants to do needs to be transformed.
就是观念的改变。
Which is a transformation of our concepts.
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章第十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人在基督耶稣里，他就是新造的人，旧的已过，都变成新的了。在耶稣里人是新造的，旧事已经过去，什么都变成新的。
A person in Christ is a new creation, and the old is gone, new has come.
观念改变了。
The concept has transformed.
所说所追求的都改变了。
What they pursue, what they speak, will also change.
这样跟不信主才有个分别。
This is what discerns that of a non-believer.
以前当很宝贵，现在信主当了粪土。
In the past, you might be precious, and after coming believing in God,
以前真的很重要，现在认为毫无价值。
The things that you emphasized and pursued after becomes garbage.
就是价值观的改变。
And it is a change of your concept.
看回来罗马书第十二章。
Let's return back to chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse
3. 第二节说。
Verse 2,
叫你们查验什么是神善良、纯真、可喜的旨意，唯有心意更新变化，观念完全改变，才有办法去明白神旨意。
Only when you transform your mind will you be able to know what is the will of God.
在第一节先谈到我们要把身体献给神，当然活祭是圣洁的，神所喜悦的，也就是说要过着圣洁生活，为神而活。
In verse 1, it tells us that we need to sacrifice our bodies to the Lord to live a holy life and to live for God.
那怎么样才能够过为神过着圣洁的生活呢？
And how do we live a holy life for
the Lord? 就是要改变观念。
That is to transform our mind.
明白神主意。
To understand the will of God.
怎么才能够明白神主意呢？
How do we understand the will of God?
就是要改变你的观念。
It is to transform our concept
of mind. 不要贪爱世界。
Do not love the world.
这样才有办法明白神主意。
This is how we can understand the will of God.
能够明白神主意，才能够为神而活。
In order to understand the will of God, we will be able to live for God.
再看三节到第八节是第二段，恩数有分别。
The second section is from verses 3 to 8, which talks about the grace, the gifts from God.
第一小段是第三节，要看的合乎中道。
And the first section is in verse 3, which is to think soberly.
看第三节。
Verse 3.
我凭着所受我的恩对你们个人说，这里谈到凭着所受我的恩对大家说话。
Here says, for the given grace given me, I say to every one of you.
这个是什么恩呢？
What is this grace?
就是神选召保罗当使徒这个恩典。
This is the grace that God has chosen Paul to become an apostle.
看哥林前的第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林前的十五章的第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9.
我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒。因为我从前就逼迫神的教会，第十节，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩典恩与我同在啊。保罗说他本来就逼迫教会的。
Paul mentions here that he used to persecute the church.
他应当灭亡。
And he because of that he should have died.
他不被当使徒。
He is not worthy to become an apostle.
但神拣选他给他当使徒。
But God chose him and had let him become an apostle.
他说这个恩典是何等的大。
And he felt that this grace was incomparable.
看回了罗马书第十二章的第三节。
So refer back to Romans 12.
我凭着所受的恩，就凭着使徒这个职分。
That because of this grace, it's the grace from God.
要对你们说话。
That I say to you.
所以你们接受我的意见。
So that you can accept my suggestion.
他说对你们个人说，不要看住你各位所当看的，要照着神所分给个人心的大小看得合乎中道，就是不要把它看过头了。
Says here that do not think of yourself overthink of yourself.
人的通病往往是把这里看过头。
Because our convenience, we usually overthink
ourselves. 就所谓的眼高手低，眼高就眼睛看得很高，手低就没有能力。没有能力，但是看得很高，就是骄傲。
Which is you look above everybody, but yet you do not have the ability, and in that case you become proud.
自己没有那么大的恩数，没有大的能力，但是把自己看得很高。
And you yourself are not capable of these things, but yet you think very highly of yourself.
保罗说，这种心态会造成教会的纷争。
And Paul thinks that this kind of attitude will disperse the church.
对自己没有益处，对别人也没有益处。
Because it does not help yourself and it does not benefit others.
所以要照神给他信的大小看得合乎中道，不要把这个看过头。
So you should think yourself as relevant to what God wants you to think.
下面就谈到恩数问题。
So following these verses, it talks about
每个人不同恩数。
Everyone have different gifts.
但恩数没有优劣的分别。
But there are no discernment between the gifts.
每一种恩赐都是需要的。
Because every gift is necessary.
好像我们有时候认为眼睛更重要。
Just like some of us might feel the eyes are more important.
但眼睛能发挥它的功能，是因为跟别的助理连在一起，有生命才能够发挥功用。
But the eyes are working because it is in connection with the other functions, and that's how it works.
如果把眼睛挖出来放在桌子上，它能看到什么东西？
If you gouge your eyeballs out and put it on the table, what can you see?
所以身上各种主体、各种器官的功能，是因为互相的一起有了生命，才能够发挥个人不同的这个因素。
So all the organs in our body and members of our bodies are all functioning because it is connected.
身上正如一个很宝贵的器官拿出来放在桌上，它都发生不能发生什么作用的。
If you take an important organ out of your body and put it on the table, what kind of use will it be?
啊，所以因素只有分别，只有不同的分别，没有优劣的差别。
So the gifts, there are different gifts, but there is no discernment on the value of the gifts. 看罗马书
十二章的第四节。
So let's turn to chapter 12.
正如我们一个身主上有好些主体，主体也不都一样的用处啊。第五节，我们做许多人在基督里成为一个身体，互相联络做也是这样啊。这里说身上有各种主体，有不同功用，好像我们是教会出基督身体，我们各有不同恩赐，合在一起建立基督的身体一样。
Here it says we have one body and many members, and it's the same thing as referring to the church as the body, and all the members are different functioning parts of the body.
看腓立比书的第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter
第三节
two verse three.
腓立比书的第二章第三节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse
3. 这里说不要贪图虚浮的荣耀，要存的谦卑。个人看别人比自己强啊，什么叫谦卑呢？就是看别人比自己强。
What is to be humble? It is to consider others better than yourselves.
我比他强，我怎么可能委屈自己，把他看得比我更强呢？
If I am stronger than that of another person, how could I humble myself to be viewed as
the weaker party? 一般的通病就用自己优点去比较别人的缺点。
A lot of the times we use our abilities and compare that with other people's weaknesses.
每个人都有优点也有缺点。
Everyone has flaws and qualities.
假如用自己优点比较别人缺点，就有理由骄傲。
But if you compare your qualities with the other people's flaws, then you are proud.
如果倒过来用自己的缺点比较别人优点，就不敢骄傲。
If you reverse it and flip it and you compare your flaws with others' qualities, then you will not be conceited.
当我们用自己的缺点比较别人优点时，我们想学习他的榜样，我们也想要像他做一样的成就。
Because if we compare our weaknesses with that of others' qualities, then it's because we want to learn from them and accomplish what they have. 我们就晓得怎么去尊重他，
怎么去学习他的榜样。
And we will learn how to respect them and how to learn from them and use
them as examples. 每个人都有自尊心。
All of us have our own self-pride.
喜欢被尊重。
We all wish to be respected.
假如我们去发现别人的优点，去尊重他，他会很高兴。
And if you can find the qualities in others and use that and respect them, then they will be very glad.
那他又回头过来尊重我们的优点。
And then they will come back and also respect our qualities.
这样大家跟教会都非常充满喜乐，非常快乐。
In this way, the church will be very joyous.
啊，因此这里说每个人的不同主体，但是没有优劣的主体的功用，没有优劣的分别。
And so here it says that everyone are members, but they all do not have the same value and meaning.
六节到八节这个第三小段是告诉我们要分工合作。
In verses 6 through 8, it tells us that we need to work together.
我们感觉在这里面为主工作，分工很容易，合作很难。
We can see in the church that we have different parts that we take in the church, in this organization, but it's hard to work together.
分工说你派我做什么，我就做什么。
To do different parts of the work, you're scheduled to do this, so you do it.
我能做什么我就做什么，做完就没事。
And whatever you do, you can do, you'll do it, and after that, it's done and it's over.
但合作需要同心。
But in order to work together, you need to have one mind.
同心需要彼此了解。
In order to have one mind, you need to understand one another.
彼此不了解就不能同心，不同心就不能够合作。
If you do not understand one another, you cannot work in the same mind, and then you cannot work in the same job.
现代人都很忙。
Everyone is busy nowadays.
很少有相聚谈话的机会。
It is hard for people to have the time to fellowship or to communicate with
one another. 所以彼此都很陌生。
So everyone view each other as strangers.
很多心里话不敢说出来。
Sometimes you have things that you want to say, but you dare not say
it. 因为怕说就会被误会。
Because you're afraid that you're misunderstood if you
make it. 不需要的伤害，所以很多秘密不敢说出来。
So in order to avoid any unnecessary harm to yourself, you will not say the things you wish to say.
这样弟兄姐妹之间就因为一个距离没有办法沟通。
And in this way, the members of the church have a some kind of distance and cannot communicate.
为了解决这个问题，我们台湾教会从30多年前开始。
In order to eliminate such problems in Taiwan about 30 years ago,
就成立各种团契。
We had established different fellowships.
有查经团契。
There's the doctrine fellowship.
有妇女团契。
There's the sister fellowship.
弟兄团契。
Brother fellowship.
还有受青团契。
And youth fellowship.
还有校园团契。
And student fellowship.
还有老人团契。
And elderly fellowship.
参加团契的人员没有几个。
Even though there aren't many participants in each fellowship.
年龄层差不多。
The ages are similar.
而且我们这个团聚，我们这各种团聚聚会，除了这个查经、读圣经、见证、讲道以外，还有这个彼此交谈的这个机会。
Aside from just learning the Bible together and attending services together, there's also an opportunity for them to communicate and fellowship.
因为年龄层差不多一样，所以容易沟通。
Because the age group is similar, so it is easier for them to communicate with each other.
因为人数少，所以有大家有更多讲话的机会。
And because the members are few, there's more opportunity for each one another to talk to one another.
如果这样的团聚继续下去，应当我们以后对彼此会认识的比以前更多。
And if we continue this pattern of having these fellowships, we will be able to familiarize ourselves better with one another.
这样才有办法同心，才有办法合作。
And only in this way will we work in one accord and work in unison.
看下面这个第六节。
Let's refer to verse 6.
按我们所得的恩数各有不同，我们每个不同恩数。
And we have different gifts.
或说预言，这里预言不一定讲未来的事情。
And it says, men's gift in prophesying. This does not necessarily refer to prophesying about the future.
看哥林前书第十四章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哥林前书十四章的第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1.
这里说我们要追求做先知的恩，这个讲道的恩赐。
Says that we need to desire the gift of prophecy.
做先知讲到这个终身的下面说明原文就是说预言啊，做先知讲到就是说预言。
So it is to eagerly desire this gift, which is to prophecy.
先知讲到不一定都讲未来，他也会讲过的历史来做教训。
They do not refer to just prophesying about the future; it could also refer to the past.
也会讲现在发生的事情啊。
Talk about the present time.
我们看这个第三节啊，哥林前书第十章第三节。
Chapter 14, verse 3 of 1
Corinthians. 但做这讲道的是对人说要照旧安慰劝勉啊，照旧安慰劝勉的内容不一定都讲过讲未来的预言。
And that it is to strengthen, encourage, and comfort. It does not necessarily mean that they prophesy
about
the future. 他会讲
历史做教训。
Or to talk about the history.
也会讲现在所面临的很多问题。
So they could talk about history or the present time or the issues that are facing.
看回来罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 12,
第六节
verse 6.
这里说预言就是做先知讲道，不一定讲未来的预言。
So here the gifts does not necessarily mean to prophesy.
就当照着心的程度去说预言，就是说你懂多少道理就发表多少。
Which is to say that whatever you know to say, you can teach in that way.
而且你所信所传的是你所信的。
And whatever you speak is that of what you believe.
照你所领悟的道理的这个程度，照你的心的程度去说出来。
To speak in accordance with the what you understand.
以前青年聚会课本有一课叫利瓦与恩典。
There was in the past there was a book a teaching material that was called Gifts.And the law.
一共有三课都讲这个利瓦与恩典。
And there were three lessons that spoke around what the gifts and the law.
这个道理很深奥。
And it was a very detailed understanding of the words.
前面就有一个弟兄，他讲这个课讲了三个礼拜。
So there was a brother who was teaching the lesson and spoke of it for about 3 weeks.
第三周聚会完，那个青年来找这个讲课的弟兄。
And after the third week, one of the students came up to the instructor to speak to him.
啊，我一年三个礼拜来听你讲你的语言点，我到现在还听不懂你在讲什么。
And he said, after 3 weeks of listening to your lecture, I still do not understand what you were saying.
你可不可以重点告诉我到底你在讲你在讲什么？
Can you just tell me what your emphasis was on?
他我也不懂我在讲什么。
And his response was, I don't know what I was saying either.
不是他故意要讲这么深的道理，因为课本有这一课他会讲不够，但他自己也不了解。
It wasn't that he wanted to choose this topic, but it's because he had this in front of him and he had to provide this lecture.
啊，有的人就喜欢讲很深的道理，表示他有水准。
Some people would like to speak these kind of lectures because they want to prove that they have this knowledge.
其实没有必要。
But it is unnecessary.
你懂多少，听的人会听得出来的。
Because what you know, the listeners will understand.
你讲的是讲你不明白，听得出来的。
Because people will know that you do not understand your own material.
啊，胡适博士很有学问。
PhDs and they might have a lot of knowledge.
他读这个博士啊。
Or a master's degree.
他的文章很浅白。
And their material is very light.
但内容很有深度。
But the content is very deep. Deep.
文章的可读性不是因为你写的很深奥的道理，而是能把真的道理讲得很浅易明白。
To understand what you're teaching, it is not to just understand in detail. It is to really be focused in knowing what you know.
以前有一个弟兄写《圣人报》的稿，投给《圣人月刊》要登。
There was a brother who had provided an article for the Holy Spirit Monthly.
那时候我当主编。
And at that time, I was the editor in chief.
他写的文字每一个字都几数化。他写的文字啊，很多都是几数化，笔画几数化，就很大一个字。
When he would write his article, a lot of it was in different kind of fragments.
啊，那些字平常很少用的。
Or kind of the kind of language was not used often.
我看不懂，我去查词典。
And it's so deep that I had to use a dictionary to
查
主
典查出来，查出原来这一个字有另外一个字，意思一样，可以取代。为什么要用这个字呢
？So then I realized there are other words that can replace the words that he used. Why did he use such hard words?
我都需要查主典，读者不需要查主典吗
？If I need to look up the dictionary, do you not think the readers will need to do the same?
我就把它改过来。
So I changed it.
因为同样意思有。几画的简单容常常用的字你不用用那个很艰深的平常很少用的这个字没有必要
because there are other words that could be used to depict the same meaning
所以讲到就你懂多少你信多少你就把你所信所懂的讲出来就够不必为了表述有水准讲太深奥的讲那些连你都怀疑不相信的那能造就谁呢
So if you're teaching, you just teach what you understand. You do not need to teach more than what you understand because others listening will not know what you are talking about.
第七节说做执事要专一执事，这里就是说做仆人服侍别人啊，做执事的要专一去服侍别人。
Verse 7 says, those that are serving should let him serve.
啊，这里有一个教导的，还有这个第八的有一个助理的，这个教导跟助理，这个时候当时的长老有两种不同的职分。
And in verse 8, it talks about encouraging. So there, at that time, the deacons at that time had two different responsibilities, one to teach, one to encourage.
提摩太前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter
5. 十七节。
Verse 17.
提摩太前书第五章十七节。
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17.
那善于管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道教导的人更当如此。这里谈到属灵上长老有一种是管理教会的。
It here it mentions that there's a type of elders that were responsible for
这个管理教会不是管会堂啊，管会堂不需要用长老了。
They were not just responsible for overseeing the church.
这个是助理教会，等于今天所谓的教务啊，助理教会的领导教会的。
They guide the church, similar to the board, the religious board.
还有老虎传道教导人，就是长老里面有的。有讲到恩数的人，他用讲道来造就教会。
And some they will use the scripture to edify the church.
啊，属灵上把长老分到两种，一种是助理教会办行政的，一种是讲道来造就信徒的。
So there are two types. One is to preach to the church, and one is to do the work.
看回来罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn back to chapter 12,
第七节,
Romans chapter 12, verse 7.
啊, 教导的, 要专业教导, 就是当长老人, 要专业去教导, 用, 啊, 这个神的话来教导教会。
So those who teach should let him teach, use the words of the Lord, words of God to teach to the church.
看使徒行传,
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传28, 20, 使徒行传,
Book of Acts.
20章, 20章.
Let's turn to book
28节,
Acts, chapter 20.
使徒行的20章28节,
20:28.
圣灵立你们做全权监督, 你们就当为自己谨慎, 也为全的谨慎, 牧养神的教会, 就是他用自己血所买的。 这里保罗所说的全权的监督，就是讲这个二十节十二十章啊，二章十节所说的保罗从米利都到啊人往以所去请教长老来啊，就以所长老。刚刚所看的28节是保罗对以所长老所说的话。
And what we have just read about watching your flock, that was Paul preaching to the elders of the Ephesus church.
保罗说就是长老是全权的监督,
that the elders are the overseers.
他有牧养教会的责任,
they have the responsibility to be the shepherds.
啊, 看回来罗马书第十二章,
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 12.
第八节,
verse 8.
或做劝化的就当专一劝化, 啊, 这里劝化就我们今天所谓的辅导, 啊,
So encouraging in other words is to guide and to counsel.
今天社会很复杂, 很多人心理上有问题。
A lot of the times in society, it's very complicated. A lot of people need counseling.
需要有人去辅导他。
And a lot of people would need people to counsel.
辅导是一种恩数。
And to counsel one another person is a gift.
辅导的人要保守对方的这个隐秘, 不要把他的秘密讲出去。
Because the person counseling the other needs to be aware that this needs to be kept in confidentiality.
有问题的人的秘密讲出去，又没有人敢找你了。
Because if you spread the concerns of the ones coming to you, then they will no longer come to you if you spread them out.
这种做辅导工作人，他需要懂很多圣经的话，才有材料怎么去辅导。假如你不懂圣经， 你拿什么来辅导人?
So the counselors should be very familiar with the word of the Bible, because if they do not know the word of God, how would they counsel others?
也需要懂一种心理, 啊, 就所谓的心理学, 也要懂一点。
They also need to know a little bit of a person's psyche.
也要爱心懂得怎么去关心别人。
And also to have the love to know how to care for others.
啊, 今天这个复杂社会, 这个很需要, 但我们教会目前还没有这样的这个 这个这样的这个机构。
In such a complicated society, this is very needed, but yet at this time, our church does not really have this kind of structure.
好, 我们现在看下面, 施舍的就要诚实, 就是你帮助人, 要出于真正的动机, 不要有企图, 要等他的回报。
Here it says that when you need help others, you need to give generously, meaning you should not expect others to, in return.
以前台湾总会一个财政负责人郭长老,
In the past, in the General Assembly, there was a pastor, Elder Guo.
他很有钱。
He was very wealthy.
但是他对教奉献也是很出力, 他奉献十分之一, 十分之数目很大。
And since he was wealthy, his tithe was very big in amount.
十分之一以外,他还有增长奉献,教有需要时候。
But aside from the tithes that he offered, he also gave to the need of the church.
公园路那个旧会堂, 就现在的公园路那个总会啊, 旧总会啊, 这个公园路那个旧总会, 要盖的时候,
And at the time when the General Assembly was being constructed,
楼梯的这边是会堂, 属于台东教会, 楼梯那边是总会的办公室, 还有神学院,
they had divided this side of the stairs to be the church and the other side to be the General Assembly, their offices.
那要建筑之前, 他对信徒宣布,
And before the construction, he made an announcement to the members.
我有能力全部奉献。
He said, I have the ability to offer all.
但奉献有恩典, 我不能独占恩典。
But because this is a gift, I do not wish to take up the gift. So I wish to contribute half.
现在一半里面去奉献。
And half I leave to the members.
那一半的数目也是相当大, 他全部奉献一半。
But even though he offered half, that was quite a big amount.
他说我的钱是神给我的。
He said the money I had is comes from God.
我要奉献给神。
I want to give it back to God.
我的钱是从社会赚来的。
The money I earned from society.
我要回归社会。
I will repay society.
所以他做很多的慈善事业。
So he did many charitable deeds.
台中有一个孤儿院，本来是美国人办的。
There used to be an orphanage in Taichung, which was taken up by Caucasians.
他说中国人的孩子，中国人可以自己来帮助他，不需要靠外国人。
He felt that the Chinese orphans can take care of themselves.
所以他拿很多钱去奉献给这个孤儿院。
And did not need to rely on outsiders to take care of them. So he used his funds to fund the orphanage.
有一个青年是长老会的信徒。
There was a youth that was a Presbyterian believer.
他想来美国念书。
And he came to the U.S. to believe.
他家里没有钱。
To study. And he had no money at home.
以前郭长老是在长老会信耶稣。
And in the past, this elder Guo also was a Presbyterian church.
可能这个青年的父亲跟郭长老是同一辈的。
And the father of this young student was probably at the same generation with.
他说拿很多钱帮助这个青年来美国念书。
With Elder Guo, and so he used a lot of his money to assist.
这个青年说：“你这么多钱帮助我，以后怎么回报你呢？”
So the student responded to him saying, "If you take all this money to help me, how will I repay you in the future?"
他说：“你将来成功了，你去帮助别人，就对我最好的回报。”
So he replied saying, "If you are successful and you help others, then that is the best you can do for me."
你不需要回报给我。
You do not need to repay me.
这个是基督的精神。
This is the spirit of a Christian.
帮助别人，不期待他回报，而期待他成功帮助别人。
You help others and you hope that they succeed, but you do not ask anything in return.
如果基督徒都有这个精神，关怀社会，那么这个社会就更温暖、更善良。
If all the Christians have this kind of concept and they want to repay the society in this way,
所以这里说，施舍要成熟，不要这个不对的企图。
There will be more love, and that we should not.Want to have anything in return.
助理的要殷勤。
And that we should contribute
generously. 就是长老有的管理叫恩数，要殷勤去做。
And to do it with a lot of mercy.
怜悯人也要甘心啊，就是要甘心乐意去帮助别人。
To be able to just willingly help others.
第九到二十一节是第三段爱心的多面性。
In the third section, which is.Verses 9 through 11.
这里面没有什么系统。
There isn't any kind of structure.
我就把它整理一个系统出来。
So I will organize it in a format.
爱人要对象爱什么人呢？
To love somebody, what kind of
person should you love? 我把它分成五类。
I've organized it into five groups.
第一类是爱多所有人。
The first is to love everyone.
包括信主跟不信主都一样。
Which is including those who are believers and non-believers.
看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
爱人不苟虚假。这里谈到爱人不苟虚假。
That in order to love, you should be sincere.
不管是对主内或是没有信主都一样。
It's the same to members or non-believers.
对不起。然后说这个善恶要厌恶，善要亲近。对任何人任何事我们都要把这个善恶分得很清楚。
You need to be able to distinguish between good and evil when it comes to anyone.
那第十五节下面那句。
Verse 10, the latter part.
要彼此这个要彼此亲热，不是恭敬人啊，恭敬人要彼此推让啊。这里说恭敬人要彼此推让。
That you need to honor another above yourself.
这有两种不同翻译。
There's two types of interpretation.
有的换成用恭敬的心互相礼让。
Some it interprets to honor one another above yourself.
不要跟人计较，跟人相争。
Which is not to argue with others.
有的换成论尊敬，要彼此争先，尊先好的事情啊，要争着去做。
And which is another interpretation is to do something that is.
对主内不信主的人都一样，我们要这样礼让，我们要这样互相尊敬。
It is the same with members or not non-believers to honor one another.
第十三节下面那句。
Verse 13, the latter part.
客要一味的款待啊，客就到我们家里来，包括信主的或者不信都一样，到家里来做客，就一味款待他。
To practice hospitality, it is the same. Treat.Your members and fellow non-members the same way.
一味的款待不一定要用很丰盛的酒的菜来招待他。
Does not necessarily mean you need to come up with a feast
to be hospitable.
Because everyone have different
financial situations.
The important thing is to have sincerity.
如果诚意地接待一杯水,
if you're sincere in providing this person with one cup of water,
如果不足诚意要接待他,
if you do not have sincerity and even if you had hold a feast,
he would not taste it.
So we need to practice hospitality.
那15节, 我们看15节,
let's refer to verse 15.
以喜乐人要同喜乐, 以哀哭人同哭, 这里说, 以喜乐, 同喜乐,
it says here to rejoice with those who rejoice.
这好像很容易, 其实不简单,
this seems easy, but actually it is difficult.
看喜乐人数跟你什么关系啊?
It depends on what kind of relationship this person
如果是喜乐的人数,
has with you.
你的好朋友, 他喜乐, 你当然跟他很喜乐, 一同喜乐,
if this person is your best friend, then of course if the person rejoices, you will rejoice
如果他是你的竞争对手,
with them.
你就笑不出来,
if that person was your enemy, then you will not be smiling.
好像学生在念书, 一名到五名, 五名内, 能力差不多,
just like when the students were studying, the top five probably have about the same grade.
有时候这个考第一, 有时候那个考第一名, 就互相嫉妒。
Sometimes that one has the first top grade, sometimes it's the other, so they are envious of one another.
当其中有一个得到第一名很高兴的时候, 剩下那几个说, 有什么了不起?
Maybe one gets the top grade and the other remaining ones will say, that's not a big deal. Because the next time I study harder, I will surpass your grade.
他不跟他同喜乐的,
that person will not rejoice with that
person. 而你比父母更有成就, 父母很高兴。
When a child is successful, the parent is very, very happy.
因为爱里面没有嫉妒。
Because there is no jealousy with love.
竞争对手没有爱, 所以有嫉妒。
But if you're a competitor, there is no love. That is why there is envy. So to have a kind of forming show of love, you need to rejoice with another. You treat that person's rejoice as your own. So you take part in that. This is also a way of showing love. Mourn with those who mourn. If a person is crying, you tell them to stop crying.
你陪他哭，他哭得更大声。
But if you mourn with them and they mourn louder,
等一下好了。
You wait a while.
因为有人同情我。
And it's actually a good thing. 有人了解我。 Someone understands me.
这个是最大安慰。
This is the best comfort you can have.
所以说，以哭人同哀哭。
So to mourn with those that are in mourning.
如果你没有爱心，你哭不出来。
If you have no love, you will not be able to weep any tears.
假哭是令人讨厌的。
Because if you fake your weeping, it is despised. But if you truly weep, then it will touch that.
没有爱心,
if you have no love, you will not be able to weep.
那你能够这样同情他, 关心他, 跟他一起哭,
but if you are able to mourn and comfort them, then they will be comforted.
第十节, 这个是第六小段, 对同龄, 十节三章一节, 对同龄, 啊。
And so it also following it talks about brotherly love.
爱弟兄彼此亲热, 我们爱弟兄彼此亲热, 用真的爱心来相对待。
That we need to love one another in a brotherly way.
十三节上面那句, 圣徒缺乏要帮补啊, 圣徒有什么困难, 我们要帮助他。
In verse 13 it talks about how when people are in need we need to share with them.
平常大家认定工作, 应当不会有很大的困难。
Most people are working and they probably do not have much of a need.
但有时候会发生意外事故,
but sometimes accidents happen.
比方说发生车祸不能工作,
a car accident, the person cannot
no longer
work. Or all of a sudden they lose their job.
或者是发生火灾啊, 水灾啊, 好多好多灾难, 就一时穷下来。
There might be disasters like floods or fire.
这个时候需要帮助。
This time they are in need.
有时候一个人帮助一家人很困难, 但可以邀请另外两三人一起帮助一个人就比较容易。
Sometimes one person is difficult for one to help a family. Sometimes you can ask the help of others.
以前台有一个弟兄, 他生病来信主, 但到离世为主并没有好。
There was once a brother who was ill and came to believe, but toward even before his death, he did not recover.
他的孩子还在读小学, 很小。
And his child was still in elementary school.
生活很困难。
So their living standard was very difficult. Another brother wanted to help
him.
But this brother was also not wealthy himself because he was paying living paycheck to paycheck. So he had asked another two or three other brothers to come and help with him.
每个月弟兄就把自己个人的薪水拿一部分去帮助这个穷人。
And every month he would gather together a portion of everyone's salaries and help this brother in need.
让他度过这个难关。
And so he was able to allow this brother to pass through this.
那个弟兄孩子已经长大了。
After a few years, when the kids had grown older,
可以工作了。
And they were able to work.
他告诉这几位弟兄说，这几年来你们帮助太大。
They said to the brothers that after all these years, you've really helped us.
我孩子长大可以赚钱了。My
kids are older, so they can work.
所以以后你们就不必来帮助。
So you no longer need to help our family.
虽然帮助一家人有时候感到困难，可以再邀请两三家一起帮助一家人，就比较容易。
Might be difficult for one person to help a family, but at the same time, you could ask others to help with you.
第16节上面跟中间那一句。
In verse 16, let's look at the top and the middle portion.
要彼此同心，不要注意高大，倒要辅助卑微的人，这个就要尊重别人，关心别人。
This is to care for one another.
尤其是卑微的人，往往被忽略。
Many times those that are weaker are not looked upon.
卑微人也有他的自尊心，他喜欢被关心。
But those that are low in position also wishes to be cared upon.
当有人关心他的时候，他感觉就很温暖。
If someone cares for them, they will feel warmth.
他也许因为这样会发起热心。
And maybe because of this, they will become zealous.
那这个第十二节是第三小段对自己。
So the third section is talking about ourselves. If we love ourselves and not others, then we are selfish. But if we know how to love ourselves and also love others, then that is not called selfish. It says in verse 12 that we need to also have...
看12节,
in verse 12...
在绝望中要喜乐，为什么能够喜乐？因为你有信心。
To be joyful in hope. And why is that? It is because
you're faithful. 你相信你的判断会实现,
because you believe that your hope will come true.
你就有喜乐,
so you will have joy.
就是爱自己,
this is to love yourself.
假如你没有信心,
but if you do not have love,
你怀疑你的判断不能实现,
and you feel that your hope will not come
你心里就难过,
true, then you will feel a sad.
那就内带自己,
then you will inflict pain on yourself.
第二句话, 在患难中要忍耐,
the second phase. Phrase says patient and affliction.
在患难中不忍耐就被打倒。
If you're not patient and affliction, you will be shoved down.
能够忍耐才能够站立起来。
Because only if you are patient, you will be able to stand.
就是爱自己。
This is to love yourself.
遇到患难是一个悲哀的遭遇, 如果你被打倒, 那更悲哀。
If you're put down during affliction, then that is more disastrous.
就好像那个不倒翁, 你又用力推, 他又用力反弹。
But if you're patient, just like the when you push somebody and they fall back.
因为重心在底部,
because the focus is on the bottom
永远推不倒,
part. You will never be able to move that person 台中有一家卖日本菜的餐馆的名字叫八旗，七八的八旗就起的那个旗，八旗。 There was a restaurant, a Japanese restaurant that had the name called Eight.
里面服务的小姐，我问她这个八旗什么意思，你知道吗？
Eight steps, and I asked them what the name means.
她说她不知道。
And they don't know.
我说我告诉你。
So I said, let me tell you.
这个是日本话。
This is Japanese.
Nana Korobi Hajioki 就倒了七度，第八度又爬起来。
The eighth rise. So what that means is, it's a Japanese phrase. You could fall seven times, but on the eighth time you rise again.
每次都爬起也是七次而已啊。
Because every time you fall on the seventh time, you always get up on the eighth time.
倒七次，第八次又爬起来。
Because you fall seven times, you get up on the eighth time.
意思永远推不倒。
This means that the person will never fall.
我说你们这个店名很好，你们这个店永远不会倒。
So I said this is a good name, so your store will never fall.
哦，他很高兴。
So he was very happy.
等他替他捧场,
so I was able to enjoy the restaurant.
不倒翁就这个意思啊,
so that's what it means when you have a tumbler that doesn't
我们信心要好像不倒翁,
fall. Our faith should be like that, which
遇到患难，如果你不忍耐，就会被打倒啊。
Because when you encounter difficulties, you don't fall.
你忍耐就可以坚强活下去。
If you're patient, you will endure to the end.
就爱自己了。
This is to love yourself.
你不忍耐，你很伤心，你被打倒了，就虐待自己了。
If you are impatient, you're saddened, then you do not love yourself.
祷告要恒切。
Says faithful in prayer.
就是要不灰心，要迫切祷告。
It means that you should not give up. You should pray.
那你所求都得到了。
Till the end, and then at the
end, you
will
see what you want. 得到所求，当然会充满喜乐啊。
So of course, then you will be joyful.
就爱自己了。
You will. That means you love yourself. 祷告不恒
切，没有功效，就很伤心。
But if you pray and there's no return, then you will be saddened.
那就虐待自己。
Then you are inflicting pain on yourself.
再看到第十六节下面那句。
Let's refer to verse 16, the latter part.
不要自以为聪明，这里说不要自以为聪明。
Says do not.Think of yourself as to be smart.
自己有时候还会害自己了。
Do not be conceited.
不能再进步了。
Because then you will not advance.
要常感觉自己不够，我们才会不断的长进。
In order to grow, you will have to think that you are not at the maximum capacity.
所以，不以自己为聪明，就爱自己的一个表现。
So if you are conceited, then you don't love yourself.
第十一节数第十小段对主要这个爱心。
And in verse 11, it says that we need to have the fervor in serving the Lord.
十一节，殷勤不过懒惰，要专心里火热，常常服侍主。这里说，我们务主工作要常的火热，不要懒惰啊，不要这样热心去服侍主。
Says in verse 11 that we must have zeal and not and serve the Lord.
因为每个人都从主都很多恩典，我们在回报主耶稣的爱。
Because we're repaying the love of God, and we all have different gifts.
第五个小段是对仇敌的爱心。
The fifth subsection is to the enemies.
这个要求很高。
This is of high standard.
很难马上做成功。
This is very difficult to achieve.
但是我们要另有一个目标。
But we need to have one goal.
我们虽然不能马上达到这个目标，但我们主要有进步，我们就可以有一个成就感。
Although we might not achieve this goal right away, but if we can improve, then it is of good accomplishment.
看十六节。
Let's read verse 14.
逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，主要祝福，不可咒诅。这里说，有人逼迫你，反要祝福他，不要咒诅他。
Says those who persecute you, you have to bless them rather than curse them.
我看一本书叫《为主受苦》。
I once read a book that was called To Suffer for the Lord.
里面描述罗马尼亚共产政权统治时候基督徒受逼迫的历史。
It depicts the history of how the Christians suffered during the time of the Roman Empire.
逼迫发生前好多教派。
And many, many denominations were persecuted.
逼迫发生以后很多人变成两个团体。
And after the persecution, there were two groups.
不再分教派了。
They did not no longer have different denominations.
第一个团体叫官方教会，就是听从政府的政策的那个叫官方教会。
One of the group was, they followed the authorities of the Roman Empire.
他比较不属灵，因为他为了讨政府喜欢，所以跟政府妥协让步。
The government, the Romanian government. So at that time, because they wanted to go with authorities, they wanted to be accepted by them.
另一种叫地下教会，就是秘密聚会的。
And there was another group that actually has services underground.
里面的好多教派，但他们已经不再争论正派了。他不能不再争论教派，就是共同的命运要忍受这个逼迫。
So they know they wanted to endure this persecution together as a group.
有一次，几个地下教会的信徒被抓来鞭打。
And there was once when these people who worshipped underground were captured.
鞭打得越厉害越痛，那基督越大声叫主啊赦免他。
And they were flogged, but the more that they were beaten, they would call to the Lord, saying, Lord, please forgive them.
没有做主反而祝福他。
Not only did they not curse them, but they actually blessed them.
打到这个警察手都软了。
It's to the point where the officials hitting them were
already sore. 他说我不了解你的信仰。
And they said, I do not understand your belief.
但你求耶稣赦免我，这个我懂，我懂你们爱心。
But the fact that you asked for the Lord to forgive us, then I understand you have love.
最后他把鞭放下来说，我跟你信耶稣。
Then later on, these officials put down their whips and said, I'm going to be with you.
他不懂道理是什么。
They did not understand what the doctrine was.
但基督徒这种爱，他了解，他会受感动。
But because they were moved by this kind of love.
因主这里告诉我们，被逼迫时候，不要做主，反而祝福。
So here it tells us, when we are persecuted, we should bless rather than curse.
主耶稣在十字架上给我们留这个榜样。
And this was the kind of example Jesus shown on the cross.
路加二十三章。
Let's refer to Luke 23.
三十四节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 34.
路加二十三章三十四节。
23:34.
当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做，他们不晓得。”耶稣在十字架上说：“为十字架下面仇敌祷告。”
Jesus was praying for the people below them when he was on the cross.
为什么主耶稣为他们祷告呢？他因为他们所做，他们不晓得。
He said because they do not know what they are doing.
他们不晓得耶稣救主。
He does not know that Jesus is the Savior.
才把耶稣钉十字架。
And that's why they had crucified him.
如果他们知道耶稣救主，他怎么可能会把耶稣钉十字架呢？
If they knew he was the Savior, why would they crucify him?
今天很多人逼迫基督徒，因为他不懂信耶稣多么好。
Many people persecute Christians because they do not understand how great it is to believe.
如果他了解信耶稣很好，他怎么可能逼迫信徒呢？
If they understand how great it is to believe in Christ, why would they persecute them?
因为不懂，所以我们可以同情，可以原谅他。
Because they do not understand, so we should be able to forgive them.
啊，再来看这个第十五节，这个不是第十七节。
Let's refer to verse 17.
不要以恶报恶，众人以为善美的事物，总要留心去做。这里说不要以恶报恶。
Here it says, do not repay anyone's evil with evil.
众人呢，包括好人、坏人。
Anyone includes good and bad.
包括信主不信主的。
Includes non-believers and believers.
他以为美的事物是什么呢？
And what does that mean when it means you should not repay evil with evil?
他们知道，可是做不出来。
They understand this, but they cannot.
别人做出来，他以为这个是对啊，他做的这个对啊。
Because when others do it, they will feel that they're doing something right.
因为他有良心
啊。Because they have a conscience.
所以说，众人以为美的事要去做。
So even if they are wrong, they will still do it.
就是不要以恶报恶了。
So this is telling us we should not repay evil with evil.
不要以恶报恶是美的事情啊。
Because we should try to avoid this.
这个连外邦人都懂了。
Even others understand this.
坏人也有良心，他也懂这个道理，但是他做不出来。
Because the evil ones, they also understand this, but yet they cannot practice this.
啊，我们做出来，他一定会很尊重的了。
If we can do it, they will respect us.
十八节，若是能行，总要尽力跟众人和睦。就是，假如你做得到的话，跟众人和睦。
So here it says to live at peace with everyone.
众人有对我们好的，有对我们不好的。
Everyone, the people who are good to us, and also people who are bad.
对我们好的要跟他和睦，很容易。
It is easy for us to have harmony with those that are good with us.
对我们不好的要跟他和睦就很难。
But for those who are bad to us, in order to harmonize ourselves with them, it is difficult.
如果你做得到的话，连这些对你不好的也要对他好，跟他和睦。
So if you're able to do this, you should be able to do it with everyone.
那十九节、二十节就谈到了不要。啊，跟恶人计较要让步。
So verses 19 and 20 talks about how we should take a step back.
他说不要为主伸冤，要让步，平平主怒，就是把这个伸冤诉讼交托给神。
We should not take revenge because we should leave the wrath for God's wrath.
因为经上记着主说，伸冤在我，我必报应啊。神会伸冤，我们不必为自己来这个。报复对方对我们的伤害。
Because God will avenge for us, and we do not need to take it upon ourselves.
我以前养过一些鸡。
There was once when I had some chickens.
啊，鸡有大有小。
And they come in different sizes.
有的大的很霸道。
Some are bigger, so the bigger ones are bullies.
每次我喂鸡时候，它就把厨房张开，然后躺地下拼命吃，把小鸡推在旁边去。
So at times when I'm feeding them, the bigger ones will open their wings and push the little ones away.
我就替小鸡抱不平。
So I felt imbalanced for the little ones.
鸡是我的，小鸡是我的，我希望小鸡给它养大成变大鸡啊。
Because I want the little ones to grow, and both all the chickens are mine. I want them to grow.
那我在搅饲料，有一个小木棒，我就像那些霸道的大鸡啊，头敲一下，它在地上绕三圈。
So when I was giving the food, there was a stick on the ground, so I took it and I hit the bigger chickens with the stick.
我叫小鸡赶快吃。
And so the chicken was on the floor, and I told the little chicken to go eat.
等到这个倒在地上醒过来，小鸡吃饱了。
So after the bigger chick recovered, then the little ones had finished eating.
他醒过来看我木棒还拿在手里，他都不敢太嚣张。
So when he saw that I had the stick in my hand, the chicken was not.
以后每次看我拿这个木棒，他就会克制一点。
So Every time the chick sees me with a stick, it will not dare to come as close.
我就想了, 诶, 神大概这样。
So I thought to myself, maybe God is the same way.
我们都是神所创造的呀。
Because we're all created by God.
啊, 如果有点很暴躁, 神在旁边该替我们抱不平了。
If there are others that are bullies, maybe God will take vengeance.
所以你不必替助你伸冤。
So you do not need to revenge for yourself.
你助你讨回公道讨多少？
Because how much can you gain from that?
他占你便宜小便宜而已, 他占你不很大便宜, 啊, 你出轨出一点而已啦。
They take a little bit of advantage of you, and you could only take back what you could, a little
你让给他, 损失不大。
So if you let them have what they have, that's not a big deal.
而神替你找回公道,讨回来比你所要更多。
Because the vengeance that God puts on them will be greater than what you can
get for
yourself.
你就不会跟他伤感情。
And you will not harm your relationship with that
假如一点小便宜, 你不让, 要讨一个公道回来, 你跟他关系越来越坏。
But if you do not let go of this just this small matter, then your relationship with that person will grow further away.
不要为主神, 要交给神是神, 因为神在神, 神要报应。
So here it tells us that we should let God take avenge for us.
二十节,
Verse 20.
你的仇敌饿了, 给他吃, 渴了, 给他喝, 因为你这样行, 就是把炭火推在他头上。 啊, 这个仇敌饿, 给他吃, 渴了, 给他喝, 他以为你在演戏。
If it's your enemy and, they're hungry and you feed them and they're thirsty, you give them drink, they might think you're faking it.
假冒为善啊,
you're a hypocrite.
我对你不好, 你怎么可能对我好呢?
Because I'm bad to you, how could you be good to me?
当你常常这么做, 他有良心, 也会感觉, 诶, 可能是完金的。
But if you do this consistently, they will have a conscience and they will think that this might be for
以后仇敌变成朋友。
Your enemy then becomes your friend.
不跟人计较, 仇敌变成朋友。
And if you do not quarrel with them, they become your friend.
喜欢跟人正教的, 连朋友都变成仇敌。
And for those who like to argue with others, even the friends might become enemies.
他说仇敌饿, 给他吃, 渴了, 给他喝, 就等于拿炭火放在头上。
Here it's saying to give the enemy when they're hungry, to feed them when they're thirsty. That's putting heap on the burning coal.
炭火放在头上很痛苦啊, 就良心责备。
Because this is conscience rebuking them.
坏人也有良心啊。
Because the bad people also have a conscience.
最后的二十一节。
Lastly, verse 21.
不可为恶所胜，反倒以善胜恶啊！ 就是说，别人对人不好，我们用善对待他，就是以善来胜过恶。
Which is when someone treats us with evil, we overcome their evil with good.
如果不仗不要跟他计较，就为恶所胜了。
If we argue back with them, then we are overcome by evil.
所以真正的胜利是让步, 让步就真正的胜利, 而是永远的胜利。
So to be a true victory is to actually take a step back.
用斗争方式得到胜利是短暂的。
Because if you use different ways of getting what your goal, achieving your goal, it's short term.
啊, 耶稣基督就是一足让步。
Because Jesus himself kept taking steps back.
甚至在十字架为仇敌代祷。
He even prayed for those on the cross.
后来很多人信耶稣。
And in the end, many came to believe.
连祭司长文士法利赛人反对耶稣摆定十字架的都来信耶稣。
Even the priests, the Pharisees who persecuted him came to believe him.
啊, 那我们, 今天这个议定3:50, 哦, 还有5分钟, 还有5分钟。 好,再看下面啊。
Okay, so we have 5 more minutes.
13章。
Chapter 13.
13章有三段啊。
There's 3 sections in chapter 13.
我们现在看第一段1节到7节。
Let's just read the first section, which is verses 7.
当顺服社会制度。
It is to submit to the authorities.
第一小段的1到2节, 顺服掌权者。
In verses 1 and 2, it's to submit to the authority.
就是掌权者就是政府做官的人。
Subject to the governing authority. They are the
这个做官人是神的仆人。
They are the servants of God.
我们抗拒他等于抗拒神啊。
If we rebel against them, we rebel against God.
就我们信耶稣的人要顺服社会一些制度。
So as Christians, we should submit to the governing authority.
也要顺服那些政府的官员。
We should also submit to the officials.
因为他们维持社会治安，就替天行道的。
Because they are the ones that keep the people in order.
连巴比王也算神的仆人。
Even when King of Babylon was the servant of God.
耶利米25章第9节。
In Jeremiah.
耶利米书25章
Chapter 25.
第9节。
Verse 9.
我必召北方的众族和我仆人巴比伦王尼布先生撒来攻击这地。这里谈到尼布的王，尼布是神的仆人。
Here mentions that King Nebuchadnezzar is the servant of God.
以色列人常常拜偶像。
The Israelites often worshipped idols.
所以神准许巴比伦王来攻击耶路撒冷。
So God had allowed the king of Babylon to come and take over Jerusalem.
在这个时候，巴比伦王成为神的仆人。
At this time, the king of Babylon became the servant of God.
当时犹太是罗马政府所管的。
At that time, the Jews were taken by the Roman Empire.
罗马这个官员是以色列的仇敌。
And they were the enemies of the Jews.
但是保罗说他是神的用人。
But they were also used by God.
我们要听懂他的领导。
We need to listen to their order.
因为他为着住安替人行道。
Because they keep order and they do according to.
彼得说要顺从这个官员有一个原则。
So there's one principle when we need to obey the authorities.
彼得前书第二章十三节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第二章十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
你们为主缘故要顺如人一切诸度，或是在上君王，十六节，或者君王所统治。所派华恶赏善的承载啊，这里说为主缘故要顺服人的制度。
Here it says that we need to submit ourselves to the authority because of to the Lord.
为主缘故是一个原则。
It's a principle here.
如果政府的政策跟信仰没有抵触
，If the governing officials are in conflict with our belief，
我们为主缘故要听他的话。
Because of the Lord's sake, we should submit.
如果政府政策跟信仰有抵触
，if the governing officials are in coincidence with our belief,
你在听他就不是为主缘故了。
And you listen to them, then you are not doing it for the Lord's sake.
所以，当政府的政策或是领导者、做官的、做王的政策跟信仰抵触说，你为主缘故就是不听他。
So when you're a governing official and you have an order, but you do not listen to them.
那不听他有两个选择。
You have two choices.
一个选择是移民，让他管不到你。
One is immigration, so they can no longer take charge over you.
好像谈以前有那个白色恐怖的时代。
Just like in the past when there was a situation.
有的人出了问题就跑到美国来。
And something happened, so people would flee to the U.S.
啊，因为观念不同，所以就移民。
And because they had difference in concept, and so they left and immigrated.
清教徒是在英国受逼迫搬到美国来。
And actually, the U.S. was established because they were persecuted in England.
五月花。
And so the pilgrims.
他们为了信仰缘故，他们不听那边的，就移民到这边来。
So because of their belief, they came to the U.S.
但移民不是每个都有这个条件，有的没有条件移不出来啊。
But not all of us can have the ability to immigrate.
所以第二个选择留下来受逼迫。
So second choice is you choose to stay and suffer, endure this persecution.
尼布贾尼撒王做金偶像，叫全国人去拜他，但你三个朋友不要拜他。
So when Nebuchadnezzar was king and wanted everyone to worship him, Daniel and his three friends did not want to obey.
为主缘故不拜他。
So for the Lord's sake, they did not want to obey.
啊，虽然被这火焰里面神的宝物没有烧掉。
So they were thrown into the furnace, but none of them had died.
但你除了他本来的习惯，一天三处向前祷告。
Daniel had the custom to pray three times a day.
因为违反王的命令，被抓到狮子坑里面。
Because he had disobeyed the king's order, he was cast into the lion's
den. 他也是为主缘故不听王的命令。
And he disobeyed the king because of the Lord's sake.
但命不该死，所以他还活着。
But he was still alive.
有人说苏蒂凡传福音被犹太用石头打死，神没有保护他。
Some might say that Stephen was preaching for the Lord, but God did not protect him.
那当你三个朋友被那火焰里面，神没有让他烧死保护他。当你被那狮子坑里面，神保护他，没有让狮子给他咬死。为什么苏蒂凡被猪头打死，神没有保护他呢？好像神能够标准啊。
So people might argue, why is it that Daniel and his three friends were spared, and Daniel was spared, but yet Stephen was stoned to death? There are two standards.
圣经有答案。
But there's actually an answer in the Bible.
看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
26节。
Verse 26。《使徒行传》十七章二十六节。Acts chapter 17, verse 26。他从一本在万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定了灵性和所住的疆界。我们是从亚当生的祖孙，这一本是神所创造的。We were all born from one man.
神创造了人，就给人住在全地上，并且预先定了年限，才所住的疆界。我们一天一生活几岁，有神的预定；我们要出生哪里，在哪里过一辈子，也有神的预定。
We are already set, determined the times of when we should live in the exact places where we should live.
但以上的朋友被火窑没有被烧，因为他的年限还没有到。
Daniel's three friends were not did not perish in the fire because it was not their time. Daniel's life was spared because it wasn't his time to go.
神还是为他活着，为神的国度来这个信仰上而活的表现，对神的国度建立有帮助。
Because God wanted them alive so that they can continue for the kingdom of the Lord.
那苏提文神为他的安排的工作已经完成了。
But the work that God had given Stephen has already come to an end.
年限也到了。
So it's already his limit.
所以神没有保护他。
So God did not spare his
不是神没有能力保护他。
life.
不是神没有能力保护他。
It wasn't because God was not capable.
因为神全能。
It's because he is almighty.
不是神不愿意保护他。
It is not because he did not want to spare his life. Because he loved the people.
苏提文被杀死后，耶稣在天上看下来。 苏提文看耶稣在神右边。 When
Stephen was martyred, Jesus was looking down and Stephen was looking up to see that he's standing on the right side.
所以苏提文被在场面，耶稣看得很清楚啊。So
the whole incident was viewed clearly.
因为时候到了。But
because it was his time.
所以神没有保护他。So
God did not spare
我们信主的遇到危险困难病痛，常常向神祷告。So
as Christians, we also encounter difficulties or illnesses and we pray about it.
有时候祷告发生功效，得了医治。
Sometimes we pray and we get results.
遇到危险，得到神保护，所以可以避免这个危险。
Sometimes we encounter troubles or disasters and we are spared in this kind of tribulation.
但最后一次祷告没有功效。
But there are times when the prayers have no effect.
每个人都有最后一次了。
I'm sure every one of us had that experience.
如果每次祷告没有功效，你要活几百岁。
If you pray every time and you're answered, how many hundreds of years will you live?
所以每个人有最后一次了。
So there is that always one last time.
祷告没有功效,
that the prayer was
不是神没有能力, 祂全能。
It's not because God did not have the power.
不是神不听我祷告, 祂爱人。
It is not because the God did not hear your
prayer. 就让苏利文说到了, 神看着他受被钉死，被大用石头打死，神没有保护他。
But it is like Stephen that God saw his persecution and did not protect him.
好，我们再看回来, 这个罗马书第十三章。
Let's refer back to Romans chapter 13.
刚刚所看的一节到二节, 这里谈到我们顺服政府的官员。
Verses 1 and 2 talks about how we submit to the governing authorities.
第三节到第五节, 他们任务就是赏善罚恶替天行道的。
And in verse 3 through 5, it talks about how
所以我们顺服他的领导, 这个是为主的缘故。
That we submit to them for the Lord's sake.
如果他们政策跟信仰抵触, 我们为主缘故就不听他。
Because of the Lord's sake, we do not need to listen to them.
不听他才是为主缘故啊。
Because if we do not listen to them, that is for the Lord's sake.
你违反信仰去听他就不是为主缘故了。
But if you listen to them, then it is not for the Lord's
sake. 所以听从政府的官员领导是有原则，不是盲从的了。
So there is a principle here. It is not just with no principle.
那第六节是谈到了交税的问题，交税金。
Verses 6 and 7 talks about paying taxes.
我们从社会得了好多福利。
We receive many benefits from society.
那国家社会要给我们这些福利，有这个教育机构、治安机构、好机构、卫生机构。 我们生活能够安居乐业，需要经费啊，这个是我们的税金。
And the country needs to have the roads, path, and the benefits that we are able to enjoy. It's because they get the funds from taxes.
所以基督徒要交税，不要漏税。
So Christians need to pay taxes.
但如果能够免税就要免税，如果能够减税就要减税。
But if you can minimize your tax,
能免税你不免税，能减就不减税是傻瓜嘛。
Because if you could minimize, but you don't do it, then you are a fool.
这个是法律给你的保障啊。
Because this is what the
law says. 我们没有违法,
we haven't gone against the law.
所以能免就免, 能减就减, 但不要漏税了。
So you could minimize but do not evade.
这都原则嘛。
Because this is the principle.
好, 那我们今天这个进度就到这告一段落。
So we will conclude up to this section here today.
来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
119首。
119.